Hello, this is Fabian Christensen from Posset's Perfume, and today I'm going to discuss the characteristics of different classifications of perfume. The characteristics in terms of longevity and in terms of how strong they are. So let's start. You know, there are several different elements to perfume, the top, the middle, and the bottom note. The top note is generally the most beautiful, but it generally lasts the shortest amount of time. The middle note keeps on thumping along, and it's oftentimes a note which knits the top and the bass note. And the bass note is generally the strongest, it lasts the longest, and it's not necessarily the prettiest one. I mean, you can't call civet beautiful. Trust me, you can't. So, with that in mind, we're talking about making different classifications of perfumes. So, if you're making a foodie fragrance, most of the parts of a foodie fragrance can be classified as top notes. And that means that the fragrance itself is going to be practically ecstatically beautiful. However, it's not going to last very long. So that's why you have a lot of foodie fragrances that don't last a whole long time. Sure, there are some foodie elements that are stronger than others and last longer than others. But as a general rule, if it's sugary and cute and sweet and sometimes fruity, it doesn't last very long. A chypre, on the other hand, will last a very long time because chypres, by their very composition, are made of base notes, a lot of different base notes. Sure, there are some top notes that come in there. Yes, they burn off rather quickly, and they give you a beautiful introduction to the fragrance. But generally speaking, yeah, it's a base note thing. The same is true with Orientals. Orientals are mostly base notes, and that's why people love them, and that's why they stick around. And you have to be very careful when you're making up an Oriental, because they're not necessarily beautiful. Sometimes they can be downright ugly and you can't get rid of them from your skin. Florals, on the other hand, florals are kind of funny. I consider those mostly middle note fragrances. So when you come in contact with something like rose, it'll last for a pretty long time. It can broadcast. And oftentimes a perfumer will put in with a floral a lot of serious musk to push that floral. And even though it may interfere with the basic smell of the beautiful floral middle note, they want it in there because they want the floral to last a little bit. And I think those are some of the more popular types of fragrances. And I hope I gave you an idea as to why some of the prettier, foodier, more edible smelling fragrances don't last a whole long time. And why some of the more oriental ones. You can put them on yourself and they transfer to your clothes and you can smell them for weeks afterwards. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and please come and visit me on www.possets.com. That's P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, possets.com. But there are broadcasts, YouTubes, blogs, forums, but most importantly, some of the most beautiful perfume you've ever smelled in your life. Yes, there are foodies, there are florals, there are orientals, there are chypres, there's just about every kind. Oh, and aquatics too. So do come in and visit me at possets.com and sign up for this podcast because I podcast fairly frequently about a number of different things, mostly perfume. Bye-bye.